Across the plane of the Hive ship's hull, Brother Dane brought up his fist in a gesture of command, halting Corey and Siron.
"Do you hear that?"
he asked. Corey turned, the flamer in his grip.
"It's coming from the walls!"
They were the last words he would utter. Flesh matter all around the squad ripped and tore into bleeding rags as claws shredded their way towards the Astartes. With brutal, murderous power, a tide of chattering freaks boiled in upon them, spines and bone and armored heads moving in blurs. Gunfire lit the corridor, the flat bang of bolter shells sounding shot after shot, the chugging belch of fire from the flamer issuing out to seek targets. In return came screaming, the blood-hungry shrieks of a warrior brood turned loose to find prey. The horde of Tyranid soldier organisms rolled over the Space Marines with no regard for their own safety. They were simply the blades of the Hive, and the very presence of the human intruders was enough to drive them mad. Perhaps beings with intellect might have sensed the hand of something larger, something at the back of their thoughts, compelling them, driving them to destroy. But the Termagants knew nothing but the lust to rip and rend. Like everything in their arsenal, the weapons used by the warriors were living things. Their flesh borers, great bell-mouthed flutes of chitin, spat clumps of fang-toothed beetles that chewed through armor and flesh in destructive frenzy. Numberless and unstoppable, the brood swallowed up Corey and Sira, opening them to the air in jets of red. Dane was the last to fall, his legs cut out from under him, his bolter running dry, becoming a club in his mailed fists. At the end of him, a storm of tusk blades pierced his torso, penetrating his lungs, his primary and secondary hearts. Blood flooded his mouth, and he perished in silence, his last act to deny the creatures the victory of his screams.